You have your Bibles there. Let's open up Ephesians chapter 5 and read this text in English and continue our series here in walking in the light of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 10 today. You were once darkness. Now you are light in the Lord, and so walk as children of light. Because the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. We're talking about light. We're talking about walking in the light, and light is a characteristic of the children of God. So if you're a child of God, you're a child of light. If you're not a child of God, then there's only one other alternative. It means you're a child of a darkness. And the father of darkness, the father of lies, the father of evil is no one else but Satan. And so you have a clear contrast here that Paul gives us. Once you were darkness, now you are light. When you enter the light of God, a transformation occurs in your light. A light is a transforming power. Turn on a light at night and the darkness disappears. That's a characteristic of light. Light and darkness have nothing in common. Believers, most of you are believers. Most of you have made a profession of faith. You've repented of your sins. You've come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. The person you were before is dead. He died. He was crucified on the cross with Jesus Christ. Not only crucified, but buried in the tomb. And when Jesus arose, we arose with him to a new life in Christ. Paul repeats many, many times in Ephesians, we are in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So if we are children of God, we're children of light. If we're in Jesus Christ and Jesus is light, then we are light. We do not have two natures, as many people teach. An old nature and a new nature that fights over sin. Our old nature died, our new nature lives. In chapter 4, verse 22, Paul wrote, we studied this a few months ago, put off, take off your old man. And your old man is not your father or your grandfather. Your old man is your old sinful man. And instead, Paul says in chapter 4, 24, put on the new man. Like you got up this morning and took a shower and put on nice, beautiful, clean clothes to come and worship the Lord here. So we see that a characteristic of light in the life of the believer is that it changes us. Jesus said, let your light shine, right? The assumption is that our light, that we have the light, that the light is in our life. But Paul goes on here in verse 9 and it says, the fruit of the Spirit. Now, if you've been around the church for a while, you've been reading your Bible like you should be reading your Bible, you will find out that this expression occurs several times in the New Testament. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit is the Spirit of God. There's God, the Holy Spirit. When you were saved, God, the Holy Spirit came into your life and lives there now. It's like a seed. If you plant it, it grows. God in your life, God the Holy Spirit in your life, begins to grow in your life. And when a tree grows up, eventually you have a harvest time. We're getting close to Thanksgiving time when we will celebrate Thanksgiving and harvest. We go out and we get fruit off the trees or pick whatever it is. Although not most of us. We just go to the supermarket and buy what somebody else did. But think about it. That's what God does in our life. He planted the seed and the seed grows and bears fruit. And light is part of what God the Holy Spirit does in our life and he produces fruit. So the fruit of the Spirit is the same thing as the fruit of the light. Light produces these fruits in our life. And in Galatians, Paul lists 9 different characteristics of a believer. I hope you know them. Begins with love, the love of God, agape love, and goes on to joy and peace, long-suffering, and a whole list of other ones. Here, Paul only lists 3 of them. He lists goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now, these are characteristics of light, characteristics of children of light. These are characteristics that the Holy Spirit produces in our life. And Paul is making a contrast to our old life. So if we have characteristics of life and light and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, then we'll have the opposite represented in the life of a sinner. So let's look at these two lists of characteristics. The first one here is goodness. Remember when the young man came to Jesus and says, "What should I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" And he called Jesus good teacher. Now in the Greek language, the word Greek refers to deity, refers to Jesus Christ, refers to the character of Jesus Christ, which is sinless, perfect, holy, complete. What is the opposite of goodness or good? It's evil. It's dark. It's bad. It's sin. You were once this way. Now you are this way. Do you see the contrast, what the fruit of the Holy Spirit does in our life, from darkness to goodness? Jesus answers the young man. He says, only God can be good. So if I am good, then I'm not just a good man. I am God Himself. And so when God the Holy Spirit comes to live in our life, He begins to produce Himself in our life. It's something that we can't do by ourselves, but God, when He's in our life, the Holy Spirit will produce this in our life. Secondly, we have righteousness, which comes from the root of the word right, correct, proper. In Russian, we say pravidnost or pravda, which also has the meaning of truth. But Paul makes a distinction there, and we'll talk about the truth. But righteousness is a characteristic of Jesus Christ, is a characteristic of light, is a characteristic of what the Holy Spirit does in our life. What's the opposite of right? Wrong. Pretty simple. If the Holy Spirit is doing what is right in your life, that means you're in submission to the power of God and you will have no wrong in your life. No evil, no sin, no darkness. Always contrast what Scripture says with the opposite, and that'll give you a pretty good idea of where you need to be with Jesus Christ, with your spiritual walk. The fruit of the light, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is goodness and righteousness. Thirdly, truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Jesus' word, the word of God, is truth. It has no error, no wrong in it. What is the opposite of truth? It's error, it's lies, it's falsehood. Who is the author of truth? Jesus. Who is the author of the opposite? Satan. Do you see the lists, the parallel lists that we find? And Paul goes on and says, these things are in your life. And if they're in your life, then you will know the will of God. Look at verse 10. It says, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. What does God want in your life? He wants light. He wants righteousness. He wants goodness. He wants truth. He will produce that in your life as you find out about God. Where do we find the will of God? We find the will of God revealed in Scripture. There's many things about Scripture that reveal to us what God wants us to do in our life. But number one and most important we find in 2 Peter is that God is patient. Not just patient, but He's patient for a long, long time. And the patience of God is long because God does not want you to be lost. But God wants you to be found. God wants you to be saved. That is, number one, the will of God for you in your life. And when you're saved, then you will be a child of God, a child of the light. You will have goodness and righteousness and truth in your life. And Scripture has a lot to say about God's will in your life. That's a whole different subject. We've covered that in the past, but primarily today, Paul's talking about walking in the light, and those are the primary characteristics of what God offers you to make in your life today. And so may God bless His life, His word in your life. Go out and be the kind of light that God wants you to be. Amen.